Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Little Friends by Jane Shemelt, published by Penguin in 2020. Today is all about friendship, games, and secrets. Vivacious Eve is a quintessential Earth mother. She bakes her own bread and believes in letting her children run free. She owns a house with a wild backyard and lets her three do as they please. She's also a teacher specialising in helping children with dyslexia and invites two other families over to take part in her tutoring. The children, ranging in ages from 12 to 3, quickly become fast friends, while the parents take a little longer to build a bond. Eve's husband Eric is a landscape gardener who says very little. Obsessive exerciser Melly and her husband Paul live a perfectly curated life, but they have their secrets. Martin is an award-winning writer, but his wife Grace, who has taken on the role of breadwinner, has her own frustrated creative dreams. There are drinks and dinners and eventually a holiday to Greece together, and some of the parents get a little bit closer than others. Then during one drunken dinner party, there's a tragic accident, and the parents realise that no one was watching the children. There's something evil amongst them, but nobody noticed because everyone was looking the other way. Little Friends is a gripping psychological thriller about parenting, marriage and friendship. It's about how life doesn't turn out as you'd hoped, and the hard, boring reality of the everyday grind. It's about hidden violence and the lies told to cover up the hurt and shame, particularly violence against women. It's also a story of betrayal. Little Friends focuses on the stories of the three mothers, Eve, Melly and Grace. Eve wants her children to have an idyllic free childhood, and yet she's selfish in her own way. In her attempts to provide the perfect backdrop, she doesn't always see what's going on around her. Her marriage with Eric is tense and she craves attention. On the other hand, Melly craves control because she has none. She works out and counts her calories and is jealous of her husband's close relationship with their daughter. She feels shut out and throws herself into her interior design work instead. But she's not as powerless as she imagines. Grace is the most intriguing character. Coming from Zimbabwe, she's a fighter, but her husband seems oblivious to her dreams of writing and her daily struggles. She's forced to be the grown-up in their relationship and feels the burden of protecting them all. When a terrible incident happens to her, she tells no one and pushes on, hiding the hurt and fear. She is one strong mother lioness. Little Friends is also about how friendships can easily fracture, but then again, when the lies are revealed, friendships can also become stronger through tragedy. And while the mothers are the focus of the book, the six children are also intriguing in themselves, how they bond and fight, and the mean little games they play when no one is watching. So if you like psychological thrillers, marriages on the rocks, strong women, wild children and secrets, you might like Little Friends by Jane Shemelt. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.